Welcome to the Orlando Holiday Guide Podcast Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick in association with its Orlando Time Facebook page. Trusted, acknowledged, and respected. Good morning, and welcome to Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. Well, I'm sitting here in the Scottish Borders, and it's only about 7 or 8 degrees, but thankfully, in Orlando, it's an awful lot warmer. And we've got lots of exciting news about what's happening in Orlando. Of course, we've got our 2-week weather report. So let's get started on Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. So we start the show this morning talking about food, and not just any type of food, but a special snack that you can get right now at Disney Resorts. And it's called the Caramel Corn Funnel Cake. And it's being baked up at the Boardwalk Inn's funnel cake stand. Now, like all food at Disney or Universal or pretty much any theme park, be prepared to take a breath because it's not cheap. It's coming in at $12.50, but what you get for that is a huge plate of funnel cake, which is fried in soybean oil and topped with sugar, caramel ice cream, caramel corn, and chocolate and caramel drizzle. Yep, it does look rather nice. And if you're just listening to this in the morning and you just had breakfast, it's not a healthy choice. But my goodness me, I think it will be worth it. So for $12.50, the next time you're at Disney Resorts, you can have the special caramel corn funnel cake for $12.50, and I'm sure you won't forget it. I think if you have one of those during the morning, you won't need to eat for the rest of the day. Now, one of the rides that has been around at Universal for 30 years, in fact, it was actually open on the day that Universal Studios in Orlando officially opened and is still going today, is the E.T. ride. And it's really quite interesting because did you know that after the film was made and they started the ride at Universal Orlando, there was actually a book written, and it was called The Book of the Green Planet by William Kurzweil. And in that, the novel was basically a sequel to the original film, and it gave a glimpse into the world that E.T. called home. Now, there were actually things from that book that made it into the ride, including the character of Botanicus and the idea that many of the inhabitants from the Green Planet are plants. For example, like mushroom people or flower people. So slightly hippie-ish, but still rather fun. Now, that ride is still available at Universal Studios in Orlando today and remains incredibly popular and is really, really quite fun. It's really a good adventure. And of course, you've got a special ride as well, like a kind of roller coaster style theme park ride. So it is well worth having a look at. But if you get a chance to have a look at the book or go online, have a look. It's called The Book of the Green Planet by William Kurzweil. Now, we are going to go to our famous and infamous 14-day weather report. Well, starting from today, which is the 3rd of February, it's looking pretty hot. Nearly 25 degrees, sunny with a little bit of cloud, but it's looking pretty good for most of the week. In fact, on Thursday, it could hit temperatures of 31 degrees. Again, a mixture of sun and cloud, but it is pretty warm. 31 is absolutely stonkingly hot, much more than we're getting in here in Britain or in Europe. And secondly, it does start to come down quite a bit on Friday. There could be showers and maybe even thunderstorms, and it will drop to around 21 degrees. But by Saturday, it's starting to get a little bit warmer and up to 22. And then over the weekend and back into next week, it will be up to 25 degrees. And then for next week, it's going to be pretty hot all the way. It's 28 degrees on Monday and Tuesday. It's coming down a little bit on Wednesday to 27, but pretty hot for the next couple of weeks. And really only by towards the end of the next week, which would roughly be around about the 14th to the 15th, it will come down to around about 26 degrees. But it's going to be sunny with a little bit of cloud and the odd shower, chance of showers here and there. But it's going to be pretty decent over the next couple of weeks, the only exception being this Friday, which is the 7th of February, where they're expecting storms and possible heavy rain. But again, it tends to clear up pretty quickly. So it's a great time to go to Florida. And that is Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide 2-week forecast. Now, how would you like to win a copy of my special guide? That's right, it's Hattrick's Orlando holiday guide. Now, in it, there's 52 pages worth of essential information that you can use to save money booking your next Orlando holiday, and also just to get the most out of a holiday in Orlando. Now, I'm going to be doing a competition. Every week, we're going to give away one copy of my guide. All you need to do is subscribe to the channel and send me an email confirming that you've done so. And the email address is info@hughhattrick.com. That's info@hughhattrick.com. And once a week, we'll announce the winner. And whether you're living in Britain or whether you're abroad, we will pay for a brand new copy of Hattrick's Orlando Guide to be shipped out to you, and we'll even pay the postage as well. You can't get better than that. So let's get on to the next segment of the show. Remember, you can visit our website at chewhattrick.com and also cardealadvisor.co.uk. If you're needing to rent a car anywhere in the world, that link will help you save money on your rental cars and give you a fantastic deal at the same time. And it supports the show. So this time for real, we'll get on with the next part of the show. Now, this is the point in the show when we go over the best offers we've seen. And the one that really stands out for me today is from onthebeach.co.uk, which, if you are available in May, from really the 1st of May onwards, you can get two adults and two children all the way to Orlando. This is from Britain, normally flying from either Gatwick and possibly Manchester as well. They're quite flexible on flights for just over £2,000. And that's your flights and accommodation at places like Bahama Bay and some of the main hotels like Rosen Inn and more. Now, some of them were even cheaper than that. Although roughly, if you wanted to go for 2 weeks, it was around about £500 a piece. That was the kind of cheapest it would be. If you want somewhere like Bahama Bay, a slightly higher model, it's roughly around about £2,400 to £2,500. But that is a phenomenal offer for that time of year, especially if you have young children and you can get them off school or they don't go to school, perhaps at nursery. It's a great time to head away. And there were also some very good deals. Even up until end of June, it really was quite similar in price. So I would definitely recommend going on to onthebeach.co.uk because they have some terrific deals. And we're not sponsored by them, but that was the deal that we saw there. And also, I know that TUI.co.uk are offering up to £250 off if you book between the 1st of May and I think the end of October on specific Orlando deals as well. So it's worth going onto their website to see what you can find. But it shows you book last minute or book carefully, you can save an absolute fortune from the normal high street prices and get yourself a great Orlando holiday. Well, that's it for this week. We've got the full exit music tonight, so enjoy that. And remember, enter our competition. Just subscribe to the show, share it with your friends. Give us an email, info@hughhattrick.com, with your questions and your confirmation that you want to be in the prize draw. Have a fantastic week if you're in Orlando. Enjoy it. And think of that lovely warm weather you've got. And we are about 5 degrees over here in Britain. But take care and we will speak to you next week. Bye just now.
If you're heading to Orlando this year, then you need Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. It's packed full of essential and crucial information to make sure you get the best from an Orlando holiday. You can get it on Kindle or iBooks, or have a copy posted out to you for just £5.50, including free delivery to UK residents. Visit hughhattrick.com now for your copy. And enjoy Orlando.